You're listening to Treasuring Mothers with your host, Jenny Baxter.
Thanks for joining me and welcome to the show. Michelle Fletcher, our social worker, who speaks about family matters, is with me in the studio and we're going to talk routines. Hi, Michelle.
Hi, Jenny.
And now I have to be honest and say we organised a time for this a few weeks ago and everything went to pieces and we had to reorganise and it made me think of routines and how when you get thrown out of your routine, everything can go belly up.
Okay.
And that happens in a family all the time, doesn't it?
It does. And you know what? Consistency and when you have routines actually makes your life go a lot easier because you don't have to think about it. You just can click into that routine and you know that that's what you have to do.
Yeah, that's right. And I think there's a settledness in your life when you know what's coming next and you understand that tomorrow, this is what I've got to get done. And that makes all the difference. In fact, one of my girls, she was only three or four, and she would ask me as we were going to bed every night, what are we doing tomorrow, Mummy? And it was just like she needed that. She needed to know.
Absolutely. And you know what? When I'm working with parents, I'm always bleating on about, tell me about your routines. Oh, you haven't got any routines? Oh, well. Let me tell you about the value of routines. It'll make your life easier. And once parents start to put those routines in place, they come back and they say, oh, that was amazing.
Why is that? Why does it make so much difference, do you think?
Well, because children, in order to feel secure and safe and nurtured, children actually need routines. They need a rhythm to their day. They need boundaries. They need consistency. And without those things, the place is chaos. So by wrapping some routines around a child's day, not only does it give children boundaries and consistency, but it also says, hey, somebody's in charge here and you have to toe the line. And this is how we function as a family team. And mum is not the slave here. And in order to get this goal achieved, everybody has a part to play in this. And me personally, I don't know, call me crazy, but I think that's fair.
So you're talking more than just timetable. You're talking about how to get everyone working together as a team and a family, aren't you?
I am. So, yeah, it has to be more than just timetabling. Timetabling is important because that way, you know, you can have a timetable on the fridge. Everybody can see what everybody else is doing. But for me, routines are about everybody knowing what's happening, but to set up routines means that everybody's part of the team. Team Fletcher, Team Baxter. And that way, everybody has a part to play. It's a way of teaching children how to be citizens in the bigger world. I just think that's important.
So you're talking about things like who will empty the dishwasher, who will feed the dog, who will make sure that the kids read their books for school each night, those sorts of things.
Yep. So structure, consistency and boundaries. So that's the first level. All right. So they're what you're teaching in order to make kids feel secure. And then the second things are, what are we going to put the routines around? So all of those things, so jobs, but also things like bedtimes, meal times, you know, who does what? And it's the how we do it. Yeah, because that makes the family and the household run smoothly and it brings the drama down, brings the chaos down because nobody likes to, you know, be running to the car in the morning, everybody screaming, everybody crying, half-dressed. Nobody likes that.
No, unfriendly.
Messy.
Yes, and so when you're talking about everyone pitching in together so they feel like that they're part of the team, what do you mean? If it's not about jobs, what is it?
Okay, so I see it this way. You've got jobs that need to be done, but you need structures. So the routines are really about wrapping structures around the jobs that need to be done.
Yep, and so you give various people jobs to do and various times to do them.
Yes.
And that can all be put on a chart or
something,
can't it? Some children need to have the visual cues, don't
they? They do. But the thing is, with smaller children, you need to actually teach them how to do that. So setting up routines, you need to be really mindful of the age of your children. So you wouldn't expect a three-year-old to be vacuuming out the car, for example.
No.
So we're going to talk about jobs now. So make sure that the job that you do is age appropriate. Mm-hmm. So in our family, we always talked about you are part of the team and therefore you have some jobs that make the team work better.
Okay. Yep, that's a good way of putting it.
Yeah. So there are some jobs that you do because we do them and they need doing. There are other jobs that you do and you get paid for. They were happy with that. Over and above that, there were some jobs that they could get paid extra for that they could choose to do or not do. So they were like bonus jobs, mm-hmm. okay?
Yep.
Now, within those jobs, there were structures and systems that were the routines.
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, all the jobs would be listed. So okay. they were the tasks, but the routines were what they did and what we all did coming and going.
Mm-hmm.
So when we were getting out the door in the morning, we had to make lunches and we had to get dressed and we had to clean teeth and we had to pack bags and all of those things. So they're the routines, but the jobs were listed.
So then you're talking about who will empty the dishwasher, who will feed
absolutely.
The dog.
Absolutely.
Who will make sure the library bags are in on the right day and that
absolutely.
Sort of thing.
Absolutely, yep. absolutely. But the routine is the structure that you wrap around it. So how do you set that up, all right?
Yes, how? Do you set that up, Michelle?
All right. So you've got to know what you want and why. So know what your end goal is and why you want to do it. So if you're saying, I want to set up a structure that gets me out the door with all the kids happy and smiling in the car because I'm tired of the fighting. All right. So there's your goal.
A good goal.
Good goal.
Yes. It needs a time on it. It needs to be by 8:15 or whatever it might be.
So that we can get to the bus
yep.
with 5 minutes to spare to allow for contingencies.
Yeah, that's right.
Lost bathers,
yeah.
library books, all of that.
Yeah.
Okay, so then you need to set small and realistic goals. If we're going to do this, we need to break it down into chunks. If I've got 3 small children, I cannot expect that to wave my magic wand and by tomorrow morning have this working perfectly. So I need to set goals, small, realistic,
achievable.
Measurable, achievable goals. Then I need to let my partner know.
Good plan.
All right? Because if it's just in my head, nobody else is a mind
yeah,
reader.
Yeah.
Tell my partner, make sure they're on the same page. Then I need to communicate my vision because without a vision, the people perish. So from now on, guys, this is what we're going to do. So you might do that from a family meeting, however you do that, mm-hmm. all right, dependent on what age your kids are. And you can do this no matter what routine you're trying to set up, whether it's changing how the internet works or whether you're sick of the bathroom in a mess or whether you want to have a new puppy, however it goes, you can do this with any of those things. Then, once you've got the structure in your mind, you actually need to overtly teach them what you want them to do. Don't just expect that because it's in your mind, it'll flash up on your eyeballs.
Okay? Or their eyeballs.
Or their eyeballs, because it won't.
Mm.
You need to overtly teach them. And the younger the children are, the more you need to be explicit. Short sentences, less words, more pictures. When they're teenagers, you do the same.
That's good.
All right? Make sure everything you need is available. So if you're setting up a routine for the children coming in from school, you need to make sure and you want them to put their bags in the corner and put their dirty clothes, blah, blah, blah. And you say to them, when you take your clothes off, guys, I want you to put them in the laundry basket. And there's no laundry basket. What are they going to do? So make sure you've got a laundry basket. So you need to think about those things in reverse. All right. Then encourage your family to put the new routines into practice and then give it a time frame, have another meeting and tweak the edges. Say to the family, hey, guys, is this working? What do you think could work better? What's not working? And get them involved so that they've got some ownership of this routine. And little Joey might say, oh, I hate it when I go, oh, my socks do this, or my jumpers fall out of my drawer,
yeah.
Do you know? And you go, oh, actually, what about if I got you a box to put your jumpers in? I can never find my Lego because, all right? So what about if we did that differently? Okay, that would be much easier.
Mm.
Okay.
Yes. And really in that initial meeting, it's
yes.
when you're starting to set the routine up,
yes.
it's probably good to talk, have some of those chats as well, isn't it? See
absolutely.
What ideas that they
yeah.
have.
Get the troops to buy yeah. into the plan.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It's always a good idea.
Absolutely. That's right. So discard anything that is clearly not working.
So you'd give up instead of battling to make this happen.
Absolutely.
You tweak it so that it... So you
pick your battles.
Yep.
Discard anything that's not working. And praise everything that works. All right?
Okay.
So if the kids throw their stuff and it's in the laundry basket but hanging over the edge, count that as a win and reward always reward. You do not have to buy them a Nintendo every time they put their stuff in the laundry basket, but you know, you can use tiny little rewards. Mm-hmm. And the key with rewards is to be canny. You space them out and you make them irregular. You have to use psychology with it, okay?
So that they're not always going to get something, 5 cents for every time, every sock that they get in the basket.
Yes.
But maybe if they do it consistently for a while, you can say, great work, guys. Here's money to go and buy, I don't want to suggest food.
No, but they might be saving up for something. Yeah. That's right. So, you know, ask them what they might be saving up for and you could start sowing into that dream.
That's right. And I am aware too that using food and money as incentives isn't necessarily a good idea all the time.
No.
Definitely with food, a reward of food, mm-hmm. particularly for females, isn't a great thing. Mm.
It's a whole other topic, isn't
it? Yes, it is another whole other topic. But also for money, sometimes it's good to save up money. Other times it's good to say, hey, let's everybody, we're going to go out for a picnic. And that's the big reward, maybe
that's
to
right.
a special playground or something.
Yep.
So it doesn't always have to come back to either of food or money.
Mm. So when I used to set my children up with their jobs list, so in our family, my kids had jobs that they had to do during term time. So load the dishwasher, unload. I had 3 children. So one washed, one dried, one put away. Load, unload, put away. And they didn't get paid during term time. Come the holidays, though, it was Christmas time for them. So they had each child had a chart on the cupboard door and they had jobs that they could do. But some of their jobs, so their jobs were things like dust and vacuum and do the washing and all these other jobs, dependent on their age. But they also had jobs like give your brother a hug.
Okay.
And watch an hour of TV. Mm. And they had these kind of bonus fun jobs that they had to do just as a reward thrown in.
Okay, that's nice.
Give your mother a cuddle. That was a job. It was a win for me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anything that kind of built up the family was a job as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a good way of looking at it. Mm. I never thought of those. Mm. So where were you when I was having little children? So any more about setting up routines?
I think it's just really important to remember to praise any behaviour that you want in that general direction. And remember that if you want your family to be a team, you need to act like they're a team. So you need to think ahead, plan ahead, and act like they're a team.
Mm-hmm.
And encourage them in that direction, because you can catch more flies with honey than you can with vinegar.
That's absolutely true. Well, thanks so much, Michelle. Great to talk with you today about routines. And it's so good to have you as a social worker coming with your perspective. I gain a lot from what you have to say, so thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Treasuring Mothers. Be sure to visit treasuringmothers.com to join the conversation, access show notes, and discover our fantastic bonus content.